Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
The will of a farmer is like no other. Forged by the strength of generations past. Propelled by the hope of what lies ahead. Unpredictability cannot shake its resolve. It wears a coat of courage and commitment. Boots made of love for the land. At BASF, we support you with tools for tomorrow. New chemistries, seed traits, and technologies. Because we know the world's future will be fed by the will of a farmer. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Well, the 2023 Tulsa State Fair kicks off today and runs through October the 8th. One of the most special nights of the fair, of course, is October the 4th, the Night of Champions, where 150 exhibitors will take the stage at the Tulsa State Fair and be presented their Project Scholarship Awards. I had the chance to visit with Brandy Herndon about this special night.
Yeah, so it's in place of our traditional junior livestock auction. We changed things up in 2021. In the past, the traditional junior livestock auction was a terminal event. In 2021, we made it non-terminal just for the advantage of the exhibitors so they could go on to show at the American Royal in Louisville because there are opportunities to show after Tulsa. Tulsa doesn't have to be their endpoint. So in doing that, we decided to change the actual event from the traditional livestock auction to the Night of Champions, where we select all of our grands live that night in front of all of our guests and our donors. We want to make it exciting, not only for the kiddos, but for our donors as well, and a fun-filled evening where we celebrate the kiddos as well as our donors. And yeah, we try to bring some fun elements into it. We really want the kiddos to feel like rock stars during this event. And so, yes, we brought in the pyro, and we just have all sorts of fun activities, like I said, not only for the youth, but also our wonderful donors.
Herndon said the numbers are up in the cattle shows, and also the exhibitors have traveled as far as Florida to exhibit their animals this year. The open and junior sheep breeding shows will also be this weekend, along with the junior breeding gilt show. And then the last weekend of the Tulsa State Fair, there's going to be a collegiate livestock judging contest. Once again, the Night of Champions, doors opens at 5 o'clock. The event kicks off at 6 o'clock at the Ford Truck Arena in Tulsa. Well, the National Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, is announcing on Friday, November the 3rd, 2023, as the first batching date for applications submitted for fiscal year 2024 funding through either the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP, the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, ACEP, or the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP. NRCS Oklahoma is wasting no time in FY24 connecting landowners with three of our most popular conservation programs, said State Conservationist Jeannie Hamilton. CSP, ACEP, and EQIP are three cornerstone programs for NRCS, and it's important that we connect landowners with financial and technical assistance. Applications can be submitted at your local USDA office. NRCS will conduct an assessment and rank all eligible applications received by the batching date. NRCS will be funding those applications in ranking order as funding allows. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.